This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, time has come for us to bring in Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. These charts are posted at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. Michael is here to go through the top 10 stories of the week, and we'll talk about some of them, maybe all of them, depending on our time constraints, and the people list as well for the week of February the 6th through the 10th. Master Michael Harrison. Did you ever get referred to as Master Harrison? When I was a little boy, instead of Mr. Steffen, I was referred to as Master Steffen. That was supposed to be the address that a young boy had. Instead of being Mr., he was Master. Of course, that takes on all kinds of different connotations these days.
Yeah, right. But, special master of the investigation. But
right.
When I was a kid, flowery adults, people who used all kinds of flowery terminology, would refer to a kid as Master. Yes, would be Master Michael.
Right. Yeah, right.
But that kind of went out of style, I think. I don't think that they do that anymore. Now everybody's a Mr. Now everybody is
non-binary, or his, her, him,
right,
it,
or
them,
or they,
right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
right.
So let's get on with the show here. We have the Super Bowl and at number 10, and toward the end of the week, the passing of Burt Bacharach, who, what a giant.
Amazing.
in the music and pop culture world. I think he was 94 years old, 94.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him personally, but I gather he lived a good life.
He did. He was, I remember interviewing him once. He was the most modest guy and smooth. He was married a couple of times. He was married to Angie Dickinson. He was married to Carol Bear Sager. And as you can imagine, women loved him. He really was. But he was honestly smooth, not like some smooth-talking politician that we run into these days. He was just, this is way too inside. A little bit, he reminded me a little, but smoother, of Norm Pattis, who started a big radio company and was big in podcasting.
Isn't that interesting? I could see, having known Norm, could see... That's so funny when you talk about somebody reminding you of somebody else, and then you stop and you realize when you look into that there are so many things about a person that we pick up on that are not obvious or definable. There's a vibe, you know?
Yeah.
But when you say that Burt Bacharach was smooth, his music was certainly smooth.
Oh, my God.
His music fit so many formats, and they rocked. His songs rocked, but he wasn't a rocker. I liked a lot of his songs. I tended to be more on the rock and roll, edgy stuff.
Yes, you were. That was your music career, whereas I was in the middle of the road department or doing hit music, that kind of stuff, which is different than the stuff that you did.
So the Super Bowl is always big at this year at number 10. Burt Bacharach is tied at number 10. At number 9, the Tyree Nichols case is still being talked about. At number 8, that terrible earthquake in Turkey and Syria, which is just, to use a term, mind-boggling.
Yep.
The Russia-Ukraine war grinds on at number 7. Number 6, the TikTok ban tied with the artificial intelligence race, the big tech, I guess. At number 5, the Hunter Biden investigation. Keep in mind, these are the top stories talked about on News Talk Radio. At number 4, the 2024 GOP candidates, the The field is thickening. At number three, the debt ceiling debate. At number two, and we were talking about this last week, and it's still number two, the Chinese spy balloon.
Unbelievable.
And at number one, Biden's State of the Union address, number one story of the week.
Disgrace.
The people we have on our survey, at number 10.
My editorial comment, excuse me, please go on.
It's a disgrace? Well, yeah, I'd like to find out what about, but hang on to that. It's number 10, Tyree Nichols and Burt Bacharach. Josh Hawley at 9, Hunter Biden at 8, number 7, Ron DeSantis, number 6, Nikki Haley, number 5, Donald Trump, number 4, Xi Jinping, number 3, man, she just gets her face out there, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is relentless. She is relentless.
She looked like a prostitute at the State of the Union address, I thought. I think she's a character. I wouldn't vote for her in 100 years, but that outfit she had on, come on.
Yeah. Kevin McCarthy is at number two, and Joe Biden is at number one.
So did I just say that? Yeah.
So what's a disgrace about the balloon?
The whole business of maybe it's credibility, Michael. The term credibility as it applies to either the Republicans or the Democrats, and this back and forth. Biden says in 1 minute, well, we want to have bipartisanship. The next minute, he's taking shots at the Republicans. And then the fact there was no real mention of the Chinese spy balloon at all. There was no real mention of the border incident or incidents that have been going on since he's been president. And, you know, the debt ceiling, there are a lot of Republicans who are angry because McCarthy, supposedly, according to the more conservative ones, caved in. He became under Joe Biden's spell because they want to have bipartisanship. But the one that cracks me up the most in terms of Joe Biden this week is his before the State of the Union, he talked about why he believes classified documents made their way into his house. He was interviewed on PBS. He blamed the misplaced documents on the workers who packed up his office. So it was their fault. He takes no responsibility for it whatsoever. The fact that they were found in his home, he doesn't even know who really found them, but he's cooperating to the fullest extent. So he throws the people who he's often extolling value and virtue, those great people that work in the White House, and then he throws them under the bus. So, or under his Corvette, maybe that's better, but...
under his train.
Find him. Now, I'm sorry. I liked him as vice president. I liked him as a senator. I think he's one of the we've had a parade of horrible presidents, and I think they get worse and worse and worse. So do we deserve the government that we have? I don't know. I hope we don't deserve this guy, but apparently we do because he's there. And the rumor is that they want to run him again without Kamala Harris. So let's see where that all goes. That seems to be. That's my. I'm getting off my soapbox now. Thank you.
Oh, that means it's my turn.
Uh-oh. Yes, it is. Yes, it's your turn.
I have nothing to add to that.
And of course you do. You always have something to add.
I know. Isn't that annoying?
No, it's great.
I must annoy the hell out of you.
Oh, will you stop it?
Oh, okay. I annoy everybody. I'm just Mr. Annoying.
As long as
I'm
like
Mr. Irrelevant in the football. Which is a whole other story.
All right, now, okay, let's talk about that. Let's go to the Super Bowl. You've done the people list, right? Did you do the people list yet?
If you can call them people, yeah.
You did? Okay, yeah. Because Marjorie, you said something about Marjorie. Okay, so for a couple of minutes, let's inform the audience, because I actually am not an expert in this department, but I'm betting that you are, pardon the pun, when it comes to betting and the fact that this is the most, at the moment, the most prolific way for radio to make money is on taking betting ads. And so the fact that it's legal and that we can advertise it, but there's a guy in New York who's a member of Congress, his name is Paul Tonko, who wants to block any media that's regulated by the feds from accepting any ad dollars from any sports betting operation effective immediately. So this would be, if there's any bright spot in advertising these days, especially with the economy being in the tank, it's betting. So this guy wants to take it away, and, you know, can you find out why? What does he think? People will stop betting because it's not advertised? It's like not advertising cigarettes on the radio. People still smoke. So what does he think?
I don't know whether that's a good analogy.
Analogy, maybe not.
Because smoking is down. Significantly in America.
Right.
But it's obvious why some people think that betting is a vice. They think it's addictive, and they think that it's destructive.
It is.
Or they think it's immoral. And so we have laws. The laws are not always even-handed when it comes to prohibition. That's something we've been wrestling with for a very long time.
Right.
And prohibition creates black markets. So, the greatest thing for organized crime is that things be illegal. Look at the people that made a fortune during, you know, alcohol prohibition. Look at the people that have made a fortune with drugs being illegal and still are. So it's an argument and a debate that doesn't surprise me. I have personal mixed feelings about gambling in sports. I'm not a gambler. I don't like. To me, gambling is one of the worst of all the vices out there.
You buy lottery tickets?
Maybe in my life I've bought 5 or 6 lottery tickets over the years.
Really?
And I'm just not. I'm not. I find gambling to be a very bad bet, if you'll pardon the pun. I don't like gambling. There are so many better ways you can game and play games and risk money. But I'm not a moralist about it. If people want to gamble, go ahead. As far as sports are concerned, I think it's a corruptive force. I'm old-fashioned, old-school when it comes to sports. I think the word sport should also be a mode of conduct. Sportsmanship, or sportswomanship, or sportsthemship, whatever you want to call it. That to be a good sport, that word doesn't have the same effect anymore. Be a good sport, you know. That doesn't mean anything today, does it?
It doesn't. Look at be a good sport applies to anything and everything. Politics in the main, and being on the field playing football, baseball, basketball. Look at all the things that happen that are pretty uncivil.
I don't even like celebrations. In the end zone.
All right, let's continue this maybe with a different twist. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. So if I called into the hotline at Calitrin, would you give me the same sort of information you're giving us here?
You call us, and we're real live people right here in America who can answer your questions and help you on your weight loss journey. In fact, when anyone purchases Calitrin, you get assigned a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who is going to be your person on this journey. You get a team of support. We're all about getting healthy here at Calitrin.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited. So buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10.
Go to toploss.com and use the Doug card to get free shipping. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here at your service on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. An overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business. Do you think every moment on the air is a teachable moment for people who are listening intently to some of their favorite hosts and the conversations? Is it, you know, that term is an interesting term, a teachable moment. I think Oprah coined it, or used it a lot anyway. Mm-hmm. And so if we look around and the discussions of what's going on, what do we learn by listening to those of us who are on the air? What do we know that we might not get?
Boy, that's a softball up the middle. We learn how stupid people are. That question was a little sloshy, so let's go back to the beginning. Is every moment on the radio a teachable moment? Moment on the radio is a valuable moment to be squandered or to be utilized in a productive way.
Brilliant. See, yes, okay. So brilliant. That's a brilliant way of putting it.
Yeah. But obviously, each one does not succeed at reaching that goal. So that's my answer, in a nutshell. Every moment counts.
There's inspiration. I used to get inspired listening to Jim Bohannon, frankly. I always thought he was one of the greatest that's come along. Not that we weren't all friends, but it didn't make, if I didn't know him, I mean, the point is, you and I know most of these people that are on the air now, and we get, I found out something about Mandy Connell, who is in Denver now. I think she's on KOA. She'd been a fan of mine forever. I don't remember. I think I met her once at a talkers convention. It's just funny. The reason I say that is because you never know, and I say this to all my talk show host brethren, you never know how much impact you're going to have on somebody with some quick slight of, or slip of the tongue, or slight of the tongue, right? The good stuff, the things, for example, I'm learning a lot listening to some of these programs about what that spy balloon had in it. Do you believe? I mean, these people, the Chinese, they got 40 of these damn balloons floating all over the place, mm-hmm. and it takes us a week to shoot it down?
Well, I don't know. Yes, you might be right. You might be right. That might be a terrible thing. I think it's inconsequential. I think that everybody's spying on everybody, and if they have to resort to balloons to spy, that's really...
Isn't it the principle technology. Of the thing, though, Michael? It is old school technology, but I don't know. It's just...
The principle of the thing?
Like tumbling tumbleweed.
I think that we so politicized it and so sensationalized it for the media, politicized it for the politicians and the parties, that it is completely out of whack with reality. I mean, there were balloons flying over North America from China during the Trump administration. Didn't make a deal about it. Now we make a deal about it with Biden. And I personally think, although I have absolutely no way to be sure of it, is I think the Chinese are just, you know, testing out how people respond to things. It's a trial balloon to see how people respond to it. But we're so far ahead in terms of snooping on each other and spying on each other. And
yeah, it's not like we don't do it too. Yeah,
right,
we're hypocrites.
I mean, come on,
to a point.
Friggin' balloon. You know, come on. You know, I just don't buy into that stuff, Doug. I'm sorry.
Do I then come across as an America firster, and maybe I shouldn't? Is it naive of me to take the approach that, well, I mean, I'm not taking the approach, we don't do the same thing. It just bothers me when it's being done to us. Maybe that's it. Or I just find the Chinese so hypocrite. I don't know. It just bugs the hell out of me.
The Chinese have done a lot more dangerous stuff than put a balloon over.
Yeah. Us. Right. Okay. That's a good way of putting it. Thank you. Michael and Doug, here's 28 after the hour.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. same news update. An unidentified object was shot down 10 miles off the frozen coast of Alaska.
On February 9, North American Aerospace Defense Command detected an object on ground radar, and further investigated and identified the object using fighter aircraft.
That object has not been characterized as a balloon, but was described as being the size of a small car. It's unclear what the object looks like or where it came from. The last batch of documents with the names of those associated with deceased financier Jeffrey Epstein will be unsealed in the near future. New Zealand, bracing for its most intense tropical cyclone since the 1990s, Tropical Cyclone Gabrielle is off the coast of the North Island with sustained winds of 85 miles an hour right now, and it is heading toward that area after it was hit with record flooding last week. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for this week, the discussion on the big stories from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael and his staff. Also come up with a list of the people that focus, certainly, on most of these stories. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. So as we look at the charts and think about what's going on, the reality of things that happen, much of what we talk about here and much of there have been stories for many weeks about violence and that sort of thing and politics. And I wonder how this goes together with that. The story from New Jersey this week. Excuse me, Michael. The story about two people, not one, but two people fatally shot in New Jersey this week. The authorities there have confirmed in a 7-day period, two local elected officials were killed. One of them in Milford, which is near the New Jersey border, and then the other one was shot in Somerset, and that's not too far away. And the people who were responsible, apparently, for killing these people were local folks who were angry at the work that they've done. I think one of them was a black man, the other was a white person, but the fact that they have now arrested somebody, authorities believe this man shot the council people And the anger, I mean, there are all kinds of different stories that are floating around. But this guy worked for the gas company. I'm stupefied, and I don't know whether worried. I'm not sure what my emotion is when talking about this stuff, but even local officials are suspect, are they're in danger because of things that they say or things that they do. It isn't just the national scene. This has trickled down to the local level, where people are losing their lives.
Probably even more so because the local people don't have as much protection as a senator or a congressman or a president would have. It's very dangerous to be a celebrity. It's very dangerous to be an opinionated one. Mm-hmm. And it's just dangerous to be a citizen because there is violence and crime. A congresswoman, I believe, was assaulted in her apartment house elevator the other day in Washington.
Yeah.
She fought off the attacker. I mean, assaulted, physically by somebody in your apartment building elevator.
Yeah.
That's pretty close to home. Look at what happened to Pelosi.
The husband.
Pelosi's husband, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this goes on. There have been many stories. I think Rand Paul was attacked by a neighbor a couple of years ago.
I remember him mowing his lawn.
Right. It's very, very dangerous in America today to be opinionated.
So is that why we don't have good people running? Do you think that's part of it?
That's certainly part of it. There's no doubt there's more to it than that. That's part of it. Look at the kind of people that are attracted to running for office. I mean, look at some of the clowns
crazies.
that are elected. So what does that say about the electorate?
Do we get where's the old expression, you get the politicians or the government you deserve?
You asked that earlier, and that is my song Idiots is about that. That idiocy is a corrosive force in the maintenance of democracy. You know, what it comes down to, whether the elections are up and up or not, if the people voting are idiots, look at what we have.
The dumbing down of America. We've allowed our school system to get away with inferior product, i.e. the students, for the most part, that are getting out, students in the middle. I went off on this on the Good Day program one day this week, looking at some example of how youngsters are being taken care of, at special needs, all the money spent for that, and the money spent for advanced placement. It started the conversation actually after the Ron DeSantis, the whole business about Florida and what they're doing educationally to curtail, the exposure to certain books and thought patterns and that sort of thing. I find it disruptive and discouraging because people are not being educated as to, in the necessary things that help you become a mature thinking adult.
Right. We have to revamp our curricula. We have to revamp how we approach education, both public and private. I mean, what are we looking for? The problem is we live in an age where everything is politically weaponized, even education. So now we're going to look at every book, and it might not agree with somebody else's idea of what's right and wrong. And to a certain degree, we have to be concerned about those things. But it's what's the motive for that concern?
And there's different motives.
Right. The motives are usually political advantage.
Yep. And then we have a situation, you talk about the education, what's going on in the schools, all the bullying. While we're in New Jersey, another sad event this week, a student in high school committed suicide. She'd been bullied all year long. There's a video floating around of her in a hallway being beaten up by other girls. So she just committed suicide. What's the reason for that? How do we, in a modern progressive society, how do you deal with that even?
Yeah.
Okay. Number Number four this week on the countdown is a focus on the candidates for the presidency in 1924.
Good. Yeah, 24 is going to be a good year, Doug.
Yes, it will. Yes.
You know, a chicken in every pot.
Mm-hmm. In the year 2424, as opposed to the year 2929, I said this on the air, and people are like, no, you didn't really say that, did you?
Well, what did you say?
No, he's got a smile in his voice.
What did you say?
What did I do now? I said Donald Trump won't make it through the primary next year.
Why not?
Because there are other people that are gaining attention. The party is pushing him aside. Nikki Haley is a new face. Certainly Ron DeSantis has a lot of chutzpah. There are polls that are floating around. I don't know that we should place. Polls are great for talk radio because they give you something to talk about. Are they valuable other than that? Probably not. But, you know, this one poll suggests that DeSantis beats Trump in the primary by 12 points. Nikki Haley, depending on how her name, everybody knows who DeSantis is at this point, but very few people know who Nikki Haley is. Remember when Bill Clinton ran? Nobody knew who he was, right? Nobody knew who he was.
Yet.
He was the guy that
made the embarrassingly long speech at the Democratic convention, the cycle before he ran, and people were making fun of him. Look that up.
Yeah,
that
I do remember that now. That you mentioned it. Yes, right.
Uh-huh. He was it was an embarrassment, and he went on to become, of course, president. Oh yeah, you and I followed the election of '92 very closely. We were up in New Hampshire, and we were talking to all. You know, that was a great election.
Yes, it was fun. Yeah, it was fun. But, it was fun.
But be that as it may, back to your point is that you think that Trump won't have the political legs to make it past the primaries, let alone to get into the general election.
That is
Do you think that if by some reason Trump is nominated because of the fractionalized field, in other words, where he gets the most votes in a fractionalized, you know, pie, which is possible, do you think that the Democrats have a better chance of winning if Trump is the nominee, or a better chance of winning if he is not the nominee?
I think the Democrats have a better chance of winning if they have a better candidate than they do at the moment. As far as Trump is concerned or any of the others, I think there's something to like. I suppose we could find something to like in any of the candidates. But what is it that they've accomplished? I think you can make the argument Trump did quite a bit more when he was president than Biden's doing in terms of accomplishments. Putting his personality aside, you know, you could look at a lot of stuff, and the border is probably the best example, at least off the top of the head. The border was under control when Trump was president. It sure as hell isn't now. So is that, you know, and can Pence take some of that stuff? Because I didn't mention him as part of this. I mentioned DeSantis and Haley, but Pence is in there, too, and he's a player. He's got plans to run, and he could, you know, whether the subpoena that's about to be laid on him changes the playing field, that's another thing. You know, at some point, we've got to get away from all of this stuff and deal with the here and the now, because we're too easily distracted.
Yeah. Right now, there are about 12 viable candidates. Youngkin in Virginia. You got the guy in Maryland.
Yeah.
You got Pompeo.
That's right, too. I forgot about him. Yeah.
He's out there stirring things up. There's a whole bunch. A whole bunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I think the more that run, the better it is for Trump.
Maybe. Listen, I could be 100% wrong. It won't be the first time. All right, let's continue in a moment here. Michael Harrison with a focus on what's going on at Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. The people list, according to Talkers Magazine, we have these lists that I go through in order so that in each hour of our program you know kind of where all these things stand, because we bounce around a little bit in terms of conversation. At number 10 on the people list, Tyree Nichols. At number 9, Burt Bacharach. Hunter Biden is 8. Ron DeSantis is 7. Nikki Haley is 6. Donald Trump, 5. Xi Jinping, number 4. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Isn't that ridiculous? She's number 3. Kevin McCarthy is 2. And Joe Biden is, as you might expect, because he's president as much as anything else, more people talking about him and how he interplays in lots of these stories that we're talking about. I mean, when you think about it, the address this week, the spy balloon, the debt ceiling, his son, a lot of, pretty much he's involved in almost all the stories. So that's why he's there on the people list on the countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. No side effects from this.
That's right. There's nothing in Calitrin that would cause you to have any sort of negative side effects. We always boast that we have side benefits, actually, because the ingredients that are in Calitrin are good for you. It's all just natural, the way that your body wants to lose weight. Your metabolism is being boosted. You're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue. And so you just all around feel better. Now, our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the inches and the pounds come off.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10.
Go to toploss.com and use the Doug card to get free shipping. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts for this past week, the week of February the 6th to the 10th. Story list first published in Talkers Magazine and also online at our website, gooddayshow.com. At number 10, the Super Bowl. At number 9, Burt Bacharach passing away. At number 8, the earthquakes in the Middle East. At number 7, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. At number 6, banning TikTok. Number 5, Hunter Biden. Number 4, the candidates for the presidency in the Republican Party. Number 3, the debt ceiling debate. Number 2, the spy balloon. And number 1 was the State of the Union address. So those are the top 10 stories according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Here, I'm Doug Steffen.
Idiots talk among us. They're lazy, lazy, lazy. Idiots talk among us. Their speech is often hazy. Never ceases to amaze me. Idiots talk among us. Drives me crazy, crazy, crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
This is the song that Michael, we call this a song, it's a recording of the tune is Idiots. It's had tens of thousands of downloads because people, when they hear it, they think, what is that? I want to hear the whole thing. What is that?
downloads, and the video has a life of its own all over the world now. If you want to see the video and hear the song, go to idiotsvideo.com. Idiotsvideo.com, and it's basically, it's a song, it's a record, and it's a music video. The group is Gun Hill Road. I'm a member of the group, co-wrote the song, I performed the lead vocal, and basically it's a very bold and satirical look at the negative effects of the dumbing down of America. And idiotsvideo.com, folks, check it out if you haven't, because I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's 4 minutes, and it's time well spent. Idiotsvideo.com.
So are the radio personalities that are driving across the country from Philadelphia to the Super Bowl with the ashes of fate. they're not idiots. They're just, it's a great way to get attention. Everybody's talking about it.
Well,
you've got a story about it in Talkers.
It's a promotion.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a good promotion for the station for sure. All right, Michael, we continue here on the countdown. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 53 past the hour. Steve's accomplishments are, well, there are a myriad of things he's done in his career. He's been a teacher of law. He served as a barrister, right? The barrister over here, right? Well, you have been. Barristers are bartenders in some places, but right over here and in England, a barrister is a lawyer. And also, Steve has a website. He's into helping people understand how to stay away from scams. And so this earthquake that appeared, number 8 this week on the story list, the Turkey-Syrian earthquake, people considering donating to various organizations. I have them steer clear of the Red Cross because they don't use, as far as I'm concerned, they don't use the money for what you're donating it for. But there are this global giving, there's Doctors Without Borders, there's the Save the Children and others. But this kind of thing does open up once again a discussion of scams online, does it not?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's so. You know, and it's interesting, Doug, because I was even going to text you and say, this is something we should talk about. You know, these kind of disasters do bring out the best in people and wanting to help, and they're looking for charities.
Yeah.
And the scammers are always there to help them. So people will be getting phone calls soliciting for charities. And here's an interesting thing. Even if you're on the federal Do Not Call list, there's an exception for charities. So legitimate charities can call you. Legitimate charities can text you and email you. But the problem is you can never, ever be sure when you get a phone call, a text message, or an email if that person is who they say they are. And there are a lot of phony charities that have names that sound like they're legitimate. So the best thing to do is, you know, like you say, there are two issues here. First of all, you want to eliminate the total scammers. And the best place to do this is a place called charitynavigator.org. You can go to this free website, put in the name of the charity that says it's soliciting you, and sometimes somebody may be even using their real name, even though it's a scammer, and it will tell you whether they're legit. And a big thing, which you just pointed out, is how much of what you contribute actually goes towards the charitable purposes and how much towards their own fees. Because there are so-called legitimate charities that take a lot of their money and just use it for, as you said, you know, other purposes or their own administrative costs. So charitynavigator.org will get you the two things. One, is it a legitimate charity? And two, how much of that legitimate charity's collections go towards real charitable work? And that's the best place. That's my go-to if you want to help the people in Turkey and Syria.
All right. One of the items this week, well, there's always some sort of a focus on social media. Number six this week, TikTok and artificial intelligence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a very interesting overview of social media and how defective a product it is. And as a matter of fact, there's a lawsuit that has been filed against a couple of the social media sites, if you will. There's a firm that's trying to figure out what the trade-offs are, and they're suing Meta, which is the parent of Facebook, which is, I think, the biggest abuser. But they're basically focused on they need to be held accountable for child exploitation, opioid abuse, other types of illegal activity. Is this suit going to get anywhere?
You know, the times, they are a-changing. There is this, what they call Section 230. This was put in the early days of the Internet before anyone could ever really anticipate what social media has turned into. And it protects any social media or website for material put up by third parties. Now, you pointed out Facebook, and, you know, everything that comes up on Facebook is essentially third parties. And some of it, as you also indicated, is pretty damn illegal. So Section 230 protects these websites from liability. But there are some lawyers, including myself, who say there are some, the proverbial loopholes in there. And there's also real moves as far as the possibility of amending that law. But there's a Supreme Court case that's dealing with this issue, and I think this particular Supreme Court is going to interpret 230 to provide some necessities for these social media sites to be responsible.
We shall see. I thought it was interesting that four members of the Supreme Court didn't even show up at the president's address this week. But that's a subject for another time, because we are out of time. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.